Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? It's your girl, V Henny, man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to The Artistry, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles.
Period.
And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have the talented Jaya the Giant.
You already know what time it is. It's Jaya the Giant.
Woo!
Let me get away from Jai Miranda
and get to Jai the Giant.
Ooh, go ahead.
You know, I got alter ego.
The alter ego.
Like, who am I going to be next?
Bars.
Bars.
Right here.
Whoa. But I'm not a rapper. Stop
That's
playing.
Good. How you doing?
I'm feeling fabulous.
You feeling fabulous?
Especially with Bamboo.
We got Bamboo in the building, you know. Ding, ding.
But yes.
Well, I want to say welcome to my humble home.
I'm happy to be here.
You know, I feel like I've been harassing you.
I love it.
I was like, yo, what's
he harassing me?
No, I've definitely we're gonna dive into many topics. I just wanna say before we dive into anything, just congratulations on everything you're overcoming. It's super dope, super inspiring. And just, you know, this toast is for you.
Yes.
Let's keep doing this. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. This ain't a shot. This is a sip.
This is good.
This is good as hell.
This is that.
What is it called again?
This is bamboo crema. Cream.
Bamboo crema.
I said it mad Spanish. Mad Hispanic, should I say.
Selectively delicious.
Woo! Ding, ding. Yo, this is a whole ad right now.
Look, you see? Partnership!
You put us together.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Nah, but definitely, man, listen. I will say one thing that I do love about your content and everything like that is how transparent you are. And the fact that you tell people you're more than what social media perceives.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because, you know, a lot of people get stuck on the perception of what you are due to social media. So before we get into anything, like, how did everything transpire from you becoming this artist, model, influencer?
How did it all transpire? I think it all started when I was a child. Yes, a child. Let me stop playing with you now. I was bullied, but I think that's what it came from. I think that the seed started from being bullied, and then from being bullied, it started from just saying, you know what, I'm going to overcome the being bullied, and I'm going to, you know, make it work and just take everything that became very, like, you can say, societal, when they say it's not beautiful, I made it beautiful.
Right.
You know,
right.
Growing up to say you're not beautiful, I made it beautiful.
And you're from Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm. Williamsburg, and Cooper's Projects.
Let's go. So growing up in Brooklyn, bullied, obviously, led to you just pursuing, were you like into modeling first or artists? Like what started first?
What started first, honestly, was just manifestations, of course.
Okay.
I manifested me being a model. I manifested me saying I'm gonna walk into who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't actually get myself into modeling. I'm also a photographer, so I made myself the model, the vision.
Right.
So I'm just gonna keep telling people I'm a model because I'm my own muse.
Right.
And me being artistic and being able to be creative, not only do I draw, but I take pictures, I sing, I rap, I do so much that I felt like, you know what, I'm going to manifest that I'm a model. So I've just been saying I'm a model. And ever since then, the manifestations came real. I become everyone's muse now.
You started realizing this was becoming like the real shit, you know, like the real deal.
The self-love. That's deep. I think that when I felt like it was like the real deal for everything was when I started looking at myself in the mirror and accepting who I was.
Okay.
I think that once again, I never had validation from other people to say that this is who I am and that I'm amazing. I gave myself that validation.
Okay.
And I feel like because I came to a point where I went through the mental struggle of accepting myself, looking at that mirror told me that I was it. I was that bitch. And that's how I manifested myself to be who I am today.
Okay.
Jaya the Giant comes from accepting the fact that I'm a tall woman. You know?
Okay.
I'm tall. I'm 5'11", going on 6 feet on a good day.
On a good day. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. But yeah, accepting myself on a good day and just manifesting whatever I want, who I want to be. because I know I can't.
I love that because, again, people don't realize the power of manifestation. It's a real thing. Yeah.
I was on some Issa Rae. People call me Issa Rae for some reason, too. But I'll be looking at myself in the mirror like, you are that bitch. That's who you are. No, you are. And I'll be looking at myself in the mirror like, this is me. This is who I am. So when I looked at that show, Insecure, I looked at myself because that show was me. Because I'll be in the mirror like, you are that bitch. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, before Jaya the Giant and before Jaya Love on Instagram, the name, my original name on Instagram was That Bitch Jaya.
Okay.
Which is funny as hell. That was my original name before Jaya the Giant.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And official Jaya K. It was That Bitch Jaya.
Okay. As you should. Look. As you should, queen. You know,
I had to change it for purposes. You want to make money.
Right.
But,
right,
you
right.
know, I said, all right, let me go ahead and change that. But I'm still That Bitch Jaya.
As you should. No, that's dope. So, speaking of money, then at what point within your career or your journey, you started realizing, okay, I'm a brand? Because it's, woo! You understand? Like, again, you realize I had to switch certain things up, you know? Like, so when did that realization hit you?
To be honest, I have different hats. Moving to RVA, which is Richmond, Virginia, I made a group on Facebook called Bougie and Broke RVA.
Mm-hmm.
That now has probably like almost 40,000 RVA members in there.
Wow. Okay.
I made a group that's basically about friendships, people making friendships and actually getting to know each other authentically without trying to sell a business or, you know, trying to get a relationship. Actually get to know people because an RVA is very slow out there.
Yeah.
Being a Brooklyn girl, you used to making fast connections and you can't do that out there because it's so small.
Right.
So people are like crab in a barrel out there.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's like really sad over there. So I was like,
you know, with us, we're so fast paced.
Yeah, we're like, yo, let's make the money together. Let's do this together. Right, all right, bet. We use what we need to use. We utilize what we need to utilize. And at the end of the day, we're all happy at the end of the day. It's not like that out there. They take what they need to take. And it's very like, I'm going to have it all by myself.
Okay.
And I wanted to build a community where we all could have it together.
That's dope.
So now that it's growing rapidly. Not only am I like the CEO of Bougie and Broke RVA, but I'm also Jaya the Giant. But then I got fans from TikTok that knows me as Jaya Miranda, but then also knows us as the Mirandas. I have different brands now that I'm like, all right, this is too much for me to keep up with.
It's a lot to balance.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to balance it. There's no answer on where and how I can balance this whole situation.
Right.
It's too many hats I have.
Enough
hats. I love it, though.
She needs an assistant, guys. You know?
I do.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Obviously, I mean, the more you're manifesting, the more you start creating that team.
Yeah.
That's going to help you, you know, with the balancing, because I know it can be overwhelming.
Yes. Yes.
You know? I know you quit your job.
Oh, yeah.
Due to, you know, so how was that feeling?
Whew, I was scared. That was a hurdle that I needed to do. I felt like I was outgrowing my job. I was in property management.
Okay.
And I felt like my space was too small. The box I was in was too small, and I was growing way too much, and I needed to get out of it. It was to the point that people wasn't even coming to me to tour them for apartments. They were just coming to get to talk to me, see my face, and me tour them so they could see me and get up close and all that. So I said, yeah, it's time for me not to do this anymore, because then I might see somebody crazy or something.
Right.
We ain't got time for that. But then it started getting to the point where it was going into my office life, where my boss was starting to feel kind of intimidated by it, and it was becoming like conflict of interest. So I was like, it's time for me to go. I'm not in the space right now where I could be in an office setting anymore. So
I mean, I'm sure you feel a lot more free.
Oh, yeah, I do. I struggled.
Let's talk about that, because a lot of people don't realize, you know, like, more power to those who quit their jobs and pursue their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy.
Hell no.
So how was that transition from having the 9-to-5 to now going full time with everything, your goals, your dreams? Like, how was that?
It's not easy, y'all. Being a content creator, an influencer, and I know I'm going to be a celebrity.
No, you definitely are.
I'm
already a celebrity. I don't even know what you're saying. Going to be.
I don't know if it's imposter syndrome. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm like giving myself grace.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving myself grace. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I'm a when I feel it, I'm going to say it.
Right.
But I will say that it's not easy. I know it's like a hunger chase right now to be a content creator, to be an influencer. And, oh, yeah, you're supposed to have all this money. You're supposed to have all this, but that's not true. I feel like being having that transition was the hardest, because coming from working a 9-to-5 and then feeling like you're going to have it all when you get out,
mm-hmm.
that was a slap to my face, because you don't have it all. You got to meet God halfway to get there.
Right, right.
And it definitely, we had a lot of hurdles, me and my husband. No food, no nothing. The rent wasn't being paid. We didn't know what to do, and we thought that, and this is what happens when humbleness slaps you in the face,
right.
is that you think things is just gonna come to you because people know you, but you gotta fight and work for it. I think that the first stages of me removing myself from the job was just a humble experience. I think
okay.
it was more of like, all right, you left, you got out the job, now it's time for you to learn and grind out. And it was really like to grind out without that 9-to-5 mm. schedule. And I think that right now I'm at the point of being conditioned.
Okay.
And I know what it's like and what it takes to be an entrepreneur without a 9-to-5. And I'm happy that I went through this whole tough year of different occurrences where it taught me that things just don't come out the ass. You've really got to meet God halfway with
right.
that. And that's something that I just learned at least probably like 5 months ago.
Wow,
and I've been
okay.
working my butt off since, and I feel good.
So
I think I've been real good trying to maintain money and stuff.
Right, right.
Because before, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
When the money comes and you get that nice little partnership with one thing, you think, all right, you're lit. And then you blow it all away. And then it's like, whoa, reality, you got to pay rent. You got to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I had to learn to condition myself with.
I'm sure there was mad moments where, like, you felt like, damn, I'm going to go back to work. Like,
no, of course.
It. Screw it.
Multiple times.
And what made you not go back to a 9-to-5?
Because putting myself in that box again is not... It's not worth it. It's not worth to put myself in a box.
Right.
I'm too big spiritually. I'm too big. I roar too much. My inner goddess roar way
right.
too much to be in a job. Like, I can't. I don't think that my body, my spirit is an entrepreneur.
Mm.
I don't think that I'm allowed. I can't allow myself to be in a space where my spirit won't even feel comfortable to be in. I
gotcha.
Feel like having a boss tell me what to do is going to bother and hurt me the most.
I could imagine.
Hell
yeah. Especially when you
like...
get so used to creating your own time. Like you said, not only that, the challenges.
Yes.
Because it teaches you how to maintain your money, balance your money. Like, people don't realize, like, it helps you, like, even appreciate that penny.
Yes.
You know, and it's sometimes, like, as an entrepreneur, you start, like, from my experience, I can, like, for me, like, that $1, I learned to appreciate
it.
Opposed to me working when I was working that 9-to-5.
You just
like,
expect the money to come.
Right.
I'm not for that anymore.
Right.
I don't want to sit there. I think that, and a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I want to get the fast money, too. But I think it's more being in control of what I want. I know for a fact, being an entrepreneur, when you know you need that money and that rent coming in, you're
mm-hmm.
going to find a way to get it. And what's the beauty about being an entrepreneur, you can get it.
Right.
If you put your mind on it, you can get it.
Right.
And it's not hard to get whatever budget amount that you need for that moment, which is teaching me a valuable lesson about money control and management.
Mm.
So, yeah, I love being an entrepreneur right now, honestly.
That's dope.
I think it's the freedom that
yeah.
I love.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. It definitely leads to a lot, you know, like just the whole mental, like, mental, the financial freedom, like
yes.
it's just emotionally, spiritually, like it teaches you a lot. You know, I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs, not all, but a lot of entrepreneurs tend to educate themselves.
Yes.
You know,
I'm one of them.
So what is it, one thing that you can say within a year span that you've learned within your entrepreneurship?
What is the one thing that I learned? Several things, honestly, but I feel like the biggest thing that I learned so far as an entrepreneur is that there's no limit on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's no limit on the money and the income that you want. You just have to fight for it.
Right.
And you can always meet yourself and God halfway to get there. And I feel like being an entrepreneur, it just teaches me, once again, self-control with money.
Yeah, yeah.
And credit is power.
Wow, you heard that?
Credit
right
is power. It's not about the money. It's about that credit. Trying to get an Amex card, too.
Manifestation.
Everybody want to get that.
Everybody wants
to get that. We're trying
that.
To get that.
So I definitely wanted to tap into something. I have found the video that you had with your husband about a year ago, right? And someone asked you what you want to change about yourself.
Yeah.
You replied you wanted to be your most healthiest and authentic version of yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And I was just what caught my attention with that was looking at the video and seeing your expression.
Yeah.
What made you acknowledge and accept this transition of saying, I want to do this, I want to do this, to putting it into action,
mm-hmm.
and towards your shadow work? Because I feel like that was, from what I saw, I may be wrong, but I felt like you was going through something.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew at that given moment, I was like, that given moment, I felt like, yo, you at this point was just like, you went from I'm saying it to I'm doing it.
Yeah. I think that right now I'm putting more of the things that I say into action even more now. I feel like at that time when I did say that, I was more accepting of the fact that, all right, Jaya, it's time for you to really put in this work. There's a lot of people that's really dependent on you, and a lot of people that's actually looking up to you to make a change so they can make a change.
Okay.
And I have a big responsibility when it comes to people that follow me, and I don't want to follow a path of just fraudulent activity.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be a fraud to my fans, my supporters. And I feel like when I said that to everyone that was watching me, and I was saying it honestly, deeply to who was watching me. Like, I want to be the most healthiest version of myself, the most authentic version of myself. I want to be the realest, the rawest. I want to be what I can be. And that girl right there that said that wasn't that yet.
Mm.
She was manifesting to be that, and that's me right now.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So that girl right there and then, how long did it take her to get to where you're at now?
A year.
Like a year, like just literally right there, a year then?
Okay. Like probably like a determination, yes.
Okay.
Probably like a year. It took a lot of determination and just sitting there evaluating, removing a lot of bad people in my life and just detoxing myself from negativity, honestly.
Can you say maybe around that time frame or maybe, you know, or whenever? Like, when did you start realizing this was deeper than you?
Man, when I saw people coming up to me crying.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, this ain't even about me no more.
Right, right.
I was like, it's definitely about who I was watching me at this point right now. So anything I say is from me, but also I'm speaking it to them.
Right.
So, yeah, whoever's watching is for them. It ain't even really for me, honestly. I already did the point right now to justifying the actions that I need to correct and change to myself. But I do want the people that follow me, because I know a lot of people that follow me, they walk through the same path as me. Because, you know, people really just go based on what they resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people that watch me and they follow what I do, that's resonation. So I want them to resonate and understand the path that I'm following. I want them to join me on this, too, on self-acceptance and love and awareness and everything.
I feel like your life, like, you made a post about the whole no filter, right?
Yes.
Like, but I feel like overall, your life is just a no filter journey.
It is. That's why it's like a double entendre, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right, well, look, I'm going to take the filter away, the physicalities of it, but really, mentally, I'm really been nothing but raw to all of y'all, but let's do this physically for y'all, too, because
right.
I don't want to keep telling the girls to self-accept themselves, and I'm not accepting myself without a filter.
Right, right, right.
Like, without a filter, like, let me take that off and let you guys see the raw and the real me and accept the fact that you're beautiful without that filter, because
right.
I am not going to lie. There should be no way, if I'm on a weight loss journey and I sit there and use a filter to make myself more narrow, feel like I lost the weight in that first 5 seconds. I don't like that. I want to really, without that filter, look at myself and say, yeah, I lost a lot of weight and I'm proud of myself. I don't want no body dysmorphia.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, because that shows, you know, like, for a person, as a woman, my weight fluctuates, you understand? And, you know,
I need accountability. Give myself accountability.
And I appreciate that, because, again, I looked at it, and I was looking at your comments, and I was just like, yo, like, you are inspiring a lot of people. Like, you helping a lot of people push forward, and that rawness is showing people that there are real people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, again, let's go back to the whole perception of social media.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram, like, everybody want to be the next person, not realizing what's really going in, like, what's happening inside, like, truly inside.
You want to know some weird stuff?
What?
I think it's kind of scary how me and Angela White, uh-huh. aka Black China, is like going through the same spiritual journey, low key, in a way. I don't want to say that me and her are in the same one, but I feel like technically we there.
Okay.
Because the way that she's just like taking away the fillers and taking away everything that just makes her not authentic. It's beautiful to me to see her just overcome all that, because realistically, her brand was a staple of not being authenticity, mm-hmm. authentic of yourself. And now she's just being nothing but just organic.
Right.
And it's like, girl, you are doing it, because you're beautiful without the filter.
And that's the thing, that so many people are beautiful.
Yes.
But, you know, but again, it's just so, you know, TV, all this shit, like, it gets a lot of people, it gives the people this idea.
It's, yeah.
What beauty is. And it's like, bro, that's not truly what, you know, like, and no, you don't need to be this particular size, this particular weight to be beautiful, you know, like.
Them how many filters people made me feel like I lost 10 pounds a couple of times. I was lying to myself. I'm like. And I was like, I need accountability. Right, I was like, I need to stop doing this because I'm lying to myself. Next thing you know, I stopped using the filters. I said, dang, I gained 20 pounds.
Damn. Okay.
I was like, let me get it together.
Right.
And ever since then, it's just like once I started accepting myself, I started doing things better. Even though it sounds minuscule, but my makeup is way better now because I'm not using a filter to smooth it.
Right.
Now I'm really taking my time to actually look good in person.
Okay.
I'm using the filter as a crutch.
Okay.
To be smooth. I feel like, you know, I'm just more accepting of me more entirely now. Like, I'm just like, I need to accept this. And on top of that, I've been going crazy on my health journey now.
I was going to dive into that. Mm-hmm. When did you start, like, preparing yourself for this journey? And I want to know also, like, how did you manage to stay consistent?
Yeah. Because
consistency is, let's keep it a buck. Look, man. It's not easy being consistent.
No, and it ain't. I've had a lot of cheat days. Chicken is my best bet. I'm not going to lie, buffalo wings.
Yo, you my best friend. You know that, right?
Look, that's my heart and my soul.
I'm supposed to be pescatarian, but I can't.
Man, not for the buffalo wings. Pescatarian on Monday through Friday, but buffalo wings on the weekend. That's what we doing. But honestly, it all started with the roller coaster incident.
Talk about it. What about this roller coaster incident?
Let me confess about that roller coaster incident. Why you laughing for, bro? he out here like. Alright, so, you know, me and my husband, he was like, let's go to, you know, let's go. It's like I hear him laughing. Hold up. So, like, we went to, you know, the amusement park and stuff, and we was having a good time, you know?
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's real hot outside. Let's go by the fair. It's hot, okay. You know, feeling good. Next thing, though, he said, let's go on a roller coaster. I said, all right, because, you know, I haven't been there in a while. Hell, yeah. Go ahead and give me some of that. Give me some of that, yeah. Because this is a story.
Yeah, I was like, let's make this. Bum-boom. You know, the more you drink, the more you talk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sad about this is me even on my sober day.
I know, right? Like,
but look, what happened was, he said, let's go on a roller coaster. Okay. And I was like, all right, let's go. At that point, I'm thinking I'm probably like 180. I'm like, I'm 180. I could go on this roller coaster.
Okay.
But real life, I was like 4-something. And but my mind was 180.
Okay.
Remember what I just said?
Right.
So, you know, I'm going on a roller coaster line. We're just sitting there waiting. And I see another big woman in front of me. She get on a roller coaster. And it took a man to help her get on. He just kept pushing to get her to fit.
Okay.
And I'm looking at her and comparing her to me. And I'm like, I'm just as big as her. I want to go through this.
Mm.
So I looked at Elijah. I said, babe, I don't think I'm going to fit on this. He said, yes, you are. I said, I look just like her. There's no fucking way I'm going to be able to fit on this damn roller coaster.
Okay.
He said, yes, you can. You got this. You got this, babe. I said, I don't think I can. Next thing you know, they told her, and I whispered in her ear, you're going to have to get off that damn roller coaster.
Damn. Okay.
So she got off the roller coaster real calm.
Okay.
I'm like, damn, that's embarrassing. I said, hey, babe, I don't think I should get on this. I don't want to, you know, relive the same thing back to back. This is a hot day. They don't need to go through this. So next thing you know, I think he had body dysmorphia with me. I think he thought I was 182. So I get on the roller coaster, and I'm sitting next to him. He's like, all right, put that on real quick and smooth. I'm like, wow, all right. I tried to put it back on me too, and it was just giving me a hard time. I'm like, damn, all right, hold on, wait a minute. He said, just stick your stomach in. I said, you know, I tried to put it in. I'm like, well, babe, I don't think this is working. He said, hold on, let me take this off. I said, what you about to do, babe? He gets up, he started pushing it down. I said, no, this is what the lady went through. Stop doing that.
Right.
Another worker come. He said, you need help? I said, what? Assistance? Now they pushing it down, and everybody's like, oh my God, like, this is taking long. So I hear a lot of people go, oh my God. I'm like, nah, I gotta get off. But the thing is that my situation was worse than a lady's. Hers was real calm and just swift. Right. Whisper in the ear. No, a third guy come in now trying to help.
Oh no. Nah.
Elijah, I'm like, Elijah, you gotta chill, man. Like, you got two motherfuckers next to you trying to help you with me. Let me get off.
Okay.
So after that, I think my situation was so bad because there was a nice little child right there, and children tell the truth. And he was sitting in the corner saying, Mom, she can't fit. She need to get off. I said, after that, I said, whoa. I pushed all these three motherfuckers off. I said, give me that fuck off that shit. I got off of it. Elijah sat there. I said, just go over, take a ride, babe. He said, no, I'm not going to do that without you.
Right.
I said, all right. So I took my stuff. We go downstairs. I think that wasn't the worst part of it all. Like, that experience wasn't the worst part. You want to know what the worst part was?
What's the worst part?
Elijah did that skinny motherfucker shit, and he rubbed my back.
Yo.
When he rubbed my back and said, you okay? That fucked with me bad.
Right.
I don't like that shit. That shit was a pity pat. Like, you all right? And that fucked with me bad, because I'm like, you making it worse. I was trying to ignore what just happened. Three of y'all motherfuckers trying to help me get on this damn ride.
Gotcha.
And he gave me a little rub, and he was like, you all right? And I'm like, damn, I done fucked up his day. I could tell. But he held it in like, oh, let's just go over there to the games.
Right.
I'm like, I want to fucking leave. After that, I said, it's time for me to work my ass off, because this ain't fucking it. And ever since then, I haven't been on a roller coaster since. I'm actually waiting for it.
She said, ever since I haven't been on a roller
coaster. Bitch, I've been trying to wait. I'm like, all right, let me lose 25 pounds. And then I'm getting on that damn roller coaster. I'm going to do this correct. Because you ain't helping me, and two other niggas not helping you with me.
Yo, nah.
So,
poor thing, though, because he really tried to be supportive.
He tried and
he
failed.
He really did.
He failed.
Yeah.
He did the pat rub. That was fucked up. You don't do that.
Dad, bro, you
I already felt like you shit. You don't rub my back, bro. After that.
That, but you know what, though? Because of that, obviously now, you know, when you do have that roller coaster experience, next, now you pat his shoulder like, we are, my mans.
Man,
we are.
He dragged it. Damn. But the thing is that he was so blind to it, he started talking about, let's do this roller coaster, then maybe you'll fit there. I said, all right, nigga, time to go.
He tried it.
He was blind as shit.
I mean, listen.
He's putting me through pain and trauma. He said, go to one roller coaster to another. That was too much.
Yo, Elijah.
Sometimes you didn't know when to get the fuck up.
Damn, my guy. Yeah, I'm here trying to defend you.
Yeah, right? Fuck him.
I was trying to defend. I got hit by the mic and everything right now. I was like, damn. Nah, but you know what, though? I mean, right? Like, you are in a better space.
Yes, absolutely.
Because when you do your before and your after, you can tell. You look so happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so. But let's keep it a stack, like just anything, entrepreneurship, whatever. Whenever you chase a goal, there's always there's always challenges.
Yeah.
So like you said, you had cheat days, but like, how did you really like stay consistent? Like what are some, like, I guess tips you could tell other people to help them, you know, continue and not quit, because quitting is easy to do.
Honestly, see, I can't be the poster child, because like a lot of people say, what you need to do is determination, consistency. I can't do that. You gotta have the cheat days. You gotta go through the downfalls.
Okay.
You gotta go through the evolvement. You gotta evolve. You know, this comes from a different perspective in life. It comes from growth. Growth keeps you going, right? And I feel like in the beginning, everybody gonna have their time.
Right.
I'm done. I'm tired of it. I think the first step is acknowledging the fact that you got to lose weight. Like, that's the first step. You're like, all right, I got to lose weight. And that time not going to happen right then and there. You're not going to say, I'm going to go in the gym right now, blah, blah. It takes experiences for you to be consistent. It takes experiences for you to say, all right, I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of that shit, and I'm done with this shit. And when you're done and when you're sick and tired, that's just like a bad relationship you're in. When you're done with that relationship, you leave it.
Right.
And when you're done, it becomes traumatic for you. That's when you leave and you say, you know what? I'm done. I want to get away from it. I'm going to do anything that it takes to get away from it.
Do you have a particular goal? Like,
no. When I look at myself in the mirror and I feel like I'm happy with it, that's when I'm done.
Okay.
I think that should be everyone's goal. When you're happy and when you look in the mirror, you happy with what you see, then you're done.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
It's like whenever I was like, all right, no, I know I need to do a little bit more work. Then you just keep working for it. But you do it with happy and good positivity with it. Like, you just do it. Like, you're just like, all right, let me go ahead and get this stomach down a little bit.
Right.
And call it a day. Give yourself grace.
I like to do my research, so I want to make sure I know what I'm getting into when I'm having, you know, and it's like, you had the I guess one of your videos is like, I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to push through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's just in life.
You gotta have those give up moments. It's normal.
Right.
It's normal to be like, I can't do this shit anymore. I need my buffalo wings. And I did that like a couple of times, maybe like 20, 25. Yeah, like 20, 25. But then when the roller coaster happened, I said, that's my last one.
That's your last one.
That's it. I said, all right, I wanna, you know, do a couple things in my life.
And right. You know, you did the photography. You're doing photography, should I say. You have your own business. You know, now you're this influencer again. You're wearing many hats. And I see that you are getting into the whole artist mode. Mm-hmm. So, like, is that the next thing they were looking from you? Like, what's going on? What's next with you?
Let's see. Depends on what character I come into a day. I think that whenever Jaya the Giant comes out, that's when the song is going to come out.
Okay.
I think whenever I want to be on Jaya Miranda mode, when I want to actually influence the world on marriage, love, and self-assurance, that's when it comes out. I really don't know where my life is headed because I have so many hats and I love all the hats. Like, I just want to be all of it and I'm going to be all of it. Like,
right.
I don't know which one, everyone has a favorite, but I don't know what the favorite is for me. Like, I just love it all. Like, I don't know where I'm going next.
I mean,
I don't know where I'm going next.
You don't know right now, bro. You don't know. So let's talk about Dum Dum Dum. You went hard on that.
Yes, I did.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
I really wasn't, because she's like, yeah, you know, hi, guys. And then she was
this
like,
this is Jai Miranda
she
speaking.
She was awesome. I was like, oh, you could tell you from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, nah.
I had a lot of anger in me.
Now you, I mean, I heard a few. But, when I was listening to it, obviously, I heard some of your influences. So, like, you was mentioning off air, like, that you have so many different types of influences as far. So, it's like, for me, what made you get into wanting to do rap, hip-hop, and do a drill at that?
Man, I'm the underdog in everything I do.
Okay.
Like, since I was young, I've just been, like I told you earlier, like, I've been bullied. I've been, you know, disrespected. I've been violated. I went through so much deep situations in my life that people will never think or guess that I'm going to come out of nowhere and just be like, Jai the Giant, this is who I am.
Right.
I think that my name, Jai the Giant, is a testimony by itself because I accept the fact that I'm tall. I accept the fact that I embrace being a giant. My name is Jaya, J-I-A, with giant. I added a J to it, J-I-A-N-T. Like, Jai the Giant, right. My name is in it. God gave me all of this, and I'm just like, I'm a flourish in this like it's nothing.
So that's why you projecting that voice and everything. Because she came on some Pop Smokes. Yes, that
yo,
your voice was projecting. You have, you know, like, I tell people, like, yo, I love when people have, like, that deep voice.
Yeah, the
you know?
Bass.
Yeah, and you was projecting on that mic, you know. So I was just like, okay, again, like I said, I was a little surprised because I went by the perception of who you are by Instagram, TikTok, all that. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I was just like, she about that life.
Oh, man, let me tell you something.
She said.
Let me tell you something. I feel like, you know, a lot of people will rap. Like, a lot of women, they'll rap and be like, yeah, I got a gun.
Right.
But, like, I'm not lying, though. Like, I worked on armed security. Like, I'm trained too, with a gun. Like, this woman
is like, I know how to aim.
You're not trained. You're not none of that. I was in armed security. I know how to train. I know how to aim. I worked at a men's shelter. I'm sitting there securing grown-ass men. I'm about it. If I have to tackle you, I will. Like, I'm securing literally a whole building, a government building. I've been there, did that.
Those buildings are no joke.
Not at all. Prison. Man, what? It ain't in there. I'm like, look, I'm outside. But that's the thing, though. Like, professional. especially speaking, I already know how to handle a gun. I understand the tribulations with having a gun. I already understand everything that needs to have with a gun. But, like, I'm not rapping like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill you and all that, but I will sit there if I have to get there.
Right, right, right.
But a lot of women in rap, like, they rap about things that they're really not about. And it's just like, I'm professionally about it. So it's like, you can't say I'm lying, right?
Right.
But I also want to say that, you know, when I rap, I just go based off what my alter ego says. I sound crazy, but I don't care.
How many alter egos do you have?
I think like four or five.
Four or five?
Yeah. But okay. Jai the Giant, that's the beast.
That's the beast.
Yeah. That's like, all right, that's it. She
you know you're going to have to, because she let me hear some unexclusive. So you're going to have to create a six. You said four, right, or five?
Damn, four or five, yeah. So six one?
Yeah, you're going to have to make, because you remember you switched up your voice.
Yeah, I do. I can't help it.
Do you write? Like, do you have a writing process? When you created this song, was there a process for that?
I'm impulsive. So I write real quick, and then sometimes I just feel it, and I just go with the beat, and I just go into it, and I'm like, I need a studio right now. I can't help it. Like, I just need the studio right then and there. Like, I don't know. I'm an impulsive writer.
Okay.
I don't consciously think about it and then write and be like, yeah, this is going to be the song. No, like, I'm, like, more adrenalinated. I'll get pushed by being adrenalinated, like, with the moment. I don't know. It's really weird to explain.
Okay. Okay.
So it's like whenever I hear a beat, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is probably going to take me probably like a week or so to think about it. Like, not yet. Next thing you know, I'm sitting in my room with my husband watching Law and Order. So I don't know. That's what we watch at night. Watch a Law. The next thing you know, I hear a beat in my head and I just start, I need it! And I go in and I walk away. He's like, what? I'm like, yo, the beat just something just happened. I got to write it. And he's like, oh, here you go. All right. And I'm like, all right, hold on. Give me a second. And I stopped the world just to write it real quick.
So right now you're just having fun with music.
I guess you could say I'm having fun. I don't even know what it's called. I get too serious when I'm locked in. I'm locked in. It's like serious. But then when I'm not, I just be like,
okay, when you first started, like you said it, like you started and then you started realizing the seriousness within your brand. Are you still right now like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm locked in, yes.
Yeah.
But it's still something you're testing the waters with as far as like being this, I'm not gonna even say a rapper, I'm gonna say this artist. Because I feel like
I am an artist.
Yeah, you can go many different routes.
Yeah, it's scary. I know. I don't know what I'm about to do next, honestly. But honestly, talking to you today is helping me figure and navigate it because you give me the words to navigate it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any navigation before this conversation. I'm like, I don't know what's next with me. Like, everything's just coming out of nowhere. Like, I'm impulsive and I'm like, I want to get into this. I want to touch that. I think that truly being Jai the Giant is a part of me. Mm-hmm. And she will always be there for me to keep going and keep striving to be an artist. And I know that Jai the Giant, she will go hard in different places. And she's going to be one of the biggest people out there.
Yeah, she is.
I'm not going to lie. I really feel it because there's too much character in her. But as far as...
Are you ready for that, though? As far as, like, Jai the Giant as the artist? Are you ready for that type of, like...
Jai the Giant, the artist, is ready as hell for it. But Jai Miranda, the wife, is scared. Like, two different identities. I fuck around talking about fucking nigga that I like. The next thing, and I'm like, hey, daddy, how you doing? All right, you go, all right, I'll cook for you tonight. So, you know, it's like, damn, is she lying about her life? Is she? And I'm just like, no, I ain't, because Alter Ego Jai is with the shit.
Hello. Right, blah, right. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Because, you know, all right, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Go ahead. Don't judge me. Y'all don't judge me.
No judgment here. We won't judge you.
Listen, my husband already know. I already say it like it's nothing. He be like, yo, that's a fact. You know Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like my alter ego. I could be a hoe, all that in there.
Okay.
I could be a stripper. I could go in there and take a nigga money, all that shit. You know, Grand Theft Auto, you could be anything you want.
No, that's a fact.
This one time that Elijah walked in on me saying, yeah, nigga, you want to give me a couple thousand? He was like, yeah, I'll give you a couple thousand. He was laughing. I was like, all right, go ahead, send me the money. He played Call of Duty. I'm in the other room playing Grand Theft Auto. I said, all right, give me the money. He didn't get on the phone with his friend talking about, she being a hoe on Grand Theft Auto. She's trying to get money so I can get some mansions and stuff. And that's what Jai the Giant is. It's just me just saying, like, yeah, going crazy on the beat. Like, it is what it is. Because Alter Ego Jai is with the shit.
She's with, like, the shits. That's what's up, though.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun.
Nah, you definitely
It's
have.
Like, yeah, let me just go ahead and get into Grand Theft Auto. That's my analogy. Jai the Giant is Grand Theft Auto.
Facts. 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 You know what?
It's not dominant. So like, all right, well.
Not only she needs that sponsorship with fucking Bamboo, but now she needs that placement.
Yeah.
With you know, Grand Theft Auto. You know?
Yo, it's over.
You heard it first. Right here. Like,
you're the giant. It's a giant world, baby.
I like that, though. A word of advice would just say, like, definitely come with an angle. If you decide this is more than just fun,
yeah,
right? So if this is more than if this is more than just fun, come with an angle where you're not going to rush into creating the tracks. I would say start off with an EP.
Yeah.
Start off with an EP so that way you have, like, maybe, like, 4 to 5 tracks, and you could give enough and see where you're following, how they feel about it, how, you know, their reaction, and you show them that side of you, that creative side of you as far as Jaya the Giant, you know, because...
Yeah.
If or not, you could just do singles. But I don't tell people, like, don't do an album yet.
Oh, nah.
But that's a lot.
That's, like, creative, like, on 1,000 that
right.
I will have to put my whole heart and dedication to. I think when it comes to rap, that stuff, that's definitely a bloodline.
Right.
That's just already naturally in me. So, it's like... Jaya Miranda would say it's fun. It's scary to talk like that, but it's the truth.
Right.
But when I'm locked in as Jaya the Giant, it's serious to me. And I think because I put all that energy in my brother, may he rest in peace, Miz. As you know, in Dum Dum Dum, I said, hey, yo, Miz, you better protect your
right.
sis. That was for him. Locked in when I said that in the studio.
Mm.
I didn't hear nothing. It was blacked out, and I was like, this is for you. And I just went off. And once you're locked in, you locked in that moment. So I don't know if it's fun or serious right now.
But just enjoy yourself.
And I'm enjoying it.
Enjoy
like,
it.
I'm not even like, I'm just really just calm with it, and I'm authentically just me.
Right.
Jaya the Giant is me. It's just, I won't give Jaya the Giant to my husband until we in the bed.
Okay. Yo, he's right there like, she ain't lying though, that's a fact.
Yo. Let me stop playing. But yeah.
No, but you know, I mean, listen, that's why you marry, right? If you don't realize that, you understand?
Put them on and make them want to marry me.
You
yeah.
But the beautiful thing is that you guys, have fun.
Yeah.
Don't even stop. This is who you are, and that's the beauty to it. That's why I was like, yo, I wanted you to come here, because I was just like, yo, just the authenticity of who you are. It's just, you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And people were like,
and sometimes you never know who it's going to be.
That's a fact. I mean, it depends. Yeah. Right. So, all right. So, I want to know, lastly, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
When I took my virginity. Let me start with my got some dick. Let me stop. Let me stop playing with me. All right. Other than the real facts of that, if you want to be professionally speaking,
it could be whatever it is.
When was the first time I did something for the first time?
No, when was the last time?
Last time I met
you did something for the first time.
Literally probably like 30 minutes ago with Bamboo Cream.
Ooh.
Drinking Bamboo.
Cream? Okay. Yo, that's hold on, hold on. You gotta drink that as you say this.
Wait,
that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah,
here.
We outside. Hold on,
outside drinking some Bamboo. The first time you ever had this,
man.
Right here. Go ahead.
Go ahead and ask the question again.
When was the last time you did something for the first time?
Man, when's the last time?
Let's go.
Probably about 30 minutes ago while I was drinking Bamboo de la Cream.
Ow.
Wait.
For the evil laugh. Oh!
This is it. Partnership by Jaya Miranda.
Yo. Yo, this is too funny. Too.
You said honestly, that's the first time.
We're not cutting none of that. We're gonna keep it
going.
Like.
Not.
Nah,
you wanted substance. I gave you substance.
She gave the substance.
Realistic substance.
Nah, but I appreciate you. I appreciate all of this. The fact that you took the time, being here. You came from VA, not just
yes, to come here to see her ass.
She did. She did. She was like, "Yo, I'm gonna be here." I was like, "Let's lock it in." And you know, and I appreciate the fact of you being here, how humble you are, everything you're, again, you're overcoming a lot, and it's a beautiful thing. You are wearing many hats.
Yeah, a lot.
but it's fine, though, because what you're going to do now after this, you're going to actually figure everything out, you know, yes. Because I just tell people this, and I would never tell people to stop doing X, Y, and Z, but it's always good to at least establish one thing before you do so many other things. So that way you have that, you know, the establishment, you have the relationships with everything, then you bring everything else up.
Yeah.
So you're doing a lot, but you're accomplishing a lot and you're doing, you know, like you influencing a lot. So, but I feel like you, with that music thing, I don't know. I feel like you got something going there.
A lot of people say that.
You have the potential. I'm being honest. You have the potential. Hearing that you're single, I was just like, you know, like if you continue being consistent and, you know, like learn to perfect your flow, learn to have, not only learn, but have the right people, the production, the master, all that. It's a wrap.
It's over.
So you got something.
And that's the first words from V. I'm going to be a star.
She's going to be a star, you understand?
She's going to be a star.
Right there.
Hello, and look, we're going to sit there and make sure this is the real deal, because when I become a star, I need this to be literally quoted, because I'm here for the first time in history, Jai the Giant, saying, I'm going to be a star.
Talk that talk.
I'm going to be a star.
Let's go.
The star.
Yeah, I already know, man. So if you can let your followers and my followers know where they can find you, all that good stuff.
You already know. Go on Instagram and put Jaya, J-I-A dot the Giant with a J, not a G. And go ahead and follow me there. And then you can also go on our TikTok, which is me and my husband, the other hat, Jaya Eli Love TikTok. All right? So J-I-A-E-L-I Love. That is our name on TikTok.
And y'all already know, man, it's your girl V. Henneman. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following her or her husband, because all the information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it. It's free. And, yo, we out. The Artistry. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out. You dig. We out. Bow.